Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tes Amud Beis, towards the bottom as we continue discussing various issues of Yayin Esach and a Obed Kochavim, an idolater, carrying and being left alone, the Isser of Yichud, not really the Isser of Yichud, but the concept of Yichud of a Obed Kochavim with the wine, when do I have to be Choshesh, that something was touched. We spoke about the concept of Mirtas, that the issue is, does the Obed Kochavim feel comfortable enough to be able to do whatever he wants with it and not be fearful that it would be detected when somebody comes by or not, or he feels nervous and he's not going to touch. That's what we discussed, and we saw the Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah on Samach Tes Amud Aleph relating to how much time does he have to have by himself in order for it to be usher to drill a hole and to fill it up or to take off the whole top of the barrel and then to seal it back on. That was the discussion that we had three times in the Mishnah back on yesterday's daf, Samach Tes Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah, the Gemara had said that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which is the longer time. That's what Rava says. And the Gemara Nashas pointed out that the Rashbam and Balabasra says that Rava does not hold to the principle of limiting the types of psak. Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, b'mishta seinu, chutz, me'ara, v'sidon, v'raya, achrona, those three cases. The Gemara says it about another Amora. So Rava, the Rashbam says, so to here, he has to state that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel here because he doesn't hold of generally of that principle. Why does he hold of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Because the end of our Mishnah is so same like him. The end of our Mishnah only quotes one of the opinions, not two. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, you might have thought that's all Rav Shimon ben Gamliel talking. And therefore, it's not a stam Mishnah. It is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Kamash Malan, Rav Yehuda Hanasi was so same in the second half of the Mishnah, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in order to teach us that is the halacha. Again, Rav Yehuda Hanasi not only put together the Mishnah, but he specifically wrote certain Mishnahs anonymously in order to give it the power of a stam Mishnah. Of course, right, the Mishnah in Idios says he wrote opinions that we don't hold like. Right, sometimes we have opinions that we reject, but we still mention those opinions. Why do we mention those opinions? Either because maybe we'll rely on them b'shas hatchak sometimes, like the Gemara says, sometimes kedai Rabbi Shimon or some other shita kedai Rabbi Shimon l'smoch ala b'shas hatchak. So it's good to know the other opinions. Or in terms of Talmud Torah, in terms of appreciation of the halacha, you could have a machlokas even if we don't hold like a certain opinion, but to know both opinions is very important and very crucial. Like we know, we study many opinions that we don't hold of. Beis Shammai opinion, we study, at length, and there are many dafim and shas about Beis Shammai opinion, and Shammai's opinion, and many other opinions that we reject. And after two blad, we'll say, oh, this was not correct. Because the idea of Talmud Torah, of rejected opinions, is, there's no difference in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rav Soloveitchik, writes that, if somebody studies Maseches Brachas and Maseches Megillah, right, so there it's Bittul Torah Daraisa, because they're only about mostly mitzvahs Drabanan. Okay, Kriyishma is Daraisa. But a lot of Brachas is Drabanan. In Maseches Megillah, a bunch of it is Drabanan. So it's Bittul Torah Daraisa. Of course not. The Chefza Shel Torah, whether is Daraisa, whether the Chiyuv Gavra is Drabanan, right, or we don't paskin like that. So in terms of the Chovas Gavra, fine, but that's not what Talmud Torah is about. Talmud Torah is not about the Chovas Gavra. Talmud Torah is about understanding the Dvar Hashem and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through understanding His Word. So it doesn't matter whether one paskins that way or not. Of course, there's a concept of studying the background for what we do paskin. To understand and appreciate where the halacha comes from. But in terms of studying the non-lamaisa parts and the non-halachic parts, that is for sure something that we discuss as well in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's related to what we saw up on the end of yesterday's daf in terms of who we paskin like, who we don't paskin like. Good. So now the Gemara says, let's start with V'chimei Acher. Five lines up from the bottom. V'chimei Acher, D'chaim Alok HaVasei, D'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Once we know that we pass like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah, D'lo Chayesh L'Shtuma. We don't worry that when the guy was alone with the barrel, he punctured it, and now he's going to stuff it up and try to cover up. We're not choshesh, right, for that little thing. Why? Because we assume that he's going to think that it's noticeable, and therefore the only thing that he would do is if he has the longer amount of time, he would take off the whole the lid of the barrel and reheal it. So if we're not choshesh for shituma, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, v'hilchas akavase d'Rabbi Eliezer de lo chayesh l'ziyufa, and we also possibly like Rabbi Eliezer that we're not choshesh for ziyuf. This is a Gemara we had back on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, where we spoke about how many seals, one seal, two seals, and the Gemara there says that we're not choshesh that the Akum will do any type of switching, because it's going to be a tircha for him, he's not going to do it. Remember we discussed in the Rishonim there, also Tosfos and the Ritva, about whether a guy would do something just to mess up the Jew in terms of being machti the Jew without getting any hana'ah for himself. Right, so we mentioned Tosfos and the Ritva says no there. There are a couple of Gemaras that point that out, that a kind of ein adam choti v'lo lo type of principle, even though it's not usually used in that context. But says the Gemara, once we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that we're not choshesh for drilling and stuffing it up, and we're not choshesh for Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry, and we also hold like Rabbi Eliezer that we're not choshesh l'ziyufa, which Rashi here says is even more inclusive than Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel, so to speak, beats the Tanakama. Tanakama here says you have to be worried about the little puncturing. Shimon Gamliel, we pass it like Reb Shimon Gamliel over the Tanakama. But we pass it like Reb Eliezer over there over Reb Shimon Gamliel. We're not choshish for any type of ziyaf. We're not choshish that he's going to switch it if there's any type of tircha. So, based on that, says the Gemara, ha'idna my time alomos fina and chamra bi'arov dikachavim. So why nowadays don't we give wine barrels to the Ovdei Kochavim? If we're not choshish for anything, we're not choshish for the smaller amount, we're not even choshish for the bigger amount. If we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer from the Gemara back on Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Gemara says, Mishum Shaycha. What do we worry about Shaycha? Rashi says, Shaycha are Nekev Dak Ma'od, a very little hole, Shehu B'Megufa Sachavis, that is in the top seal of the barrel, Lios Reach Hayayin Yotzei, a little type of air hole. You want a little bit to let the air out. V'yesh lochesh, and we're nervous that into that tiny little hole, which does not have to be enlarged, make it larger, it doesn't have to be expanded, right? You just stick a straw in, and then you stick a straw, take it out. So in that type of case, there's no tircha involved, there's no detection involved, so that's where we're worried. So in our barrel, says the Gemara, we already have little holes in order to let some air out, that would be a problem, a chash. Again, whenever there is there is no worry of being detected, so then we have to be nervous, right? And that's the cases of Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Gamliel, is detection and tircha. And those do not apply in the case of Shaycha, and therefore we would still be worried in that case. Good. Amar Rava, other cases relating to Yayin Nesach. Amar Rava, Zona, Obedes Kochavim, V'yisom Mesuben Etzla. What happens? Rachmana Litzlan. Right, there's a Zona, an idolater Zona, and Yisraelim sitting around, right, before or in the context of being involved in Znus. So do we have to be nervous that just as the Jews are involved in one Maisa Avera of Znus, that maybe they'll also be, and this is a discussion in the Rishonim, either they'll also allow the Ovedes Kochavim to be Menaseh the wine, or they themselves would be Menaseh the wine. Once they're involved in Gili Arayis, maybe they're involved in Avodah Zarah, right? Two of the big three. So that's the question here. So Amar Rava, Zon Ovedes Kochavim, V'Yisrael Mesuben Etzla, Cham Rashari, the wine is mutter. We don't have to be nervous that either she or they, right? Nehid the takiflu yitzra da avera yitzra di nesach lo takiflu. Find the yitzahara for avera for gili arayas, but the yitzahara for yai nesach lo takiflu. Rashi linsuche sounds like from Rashi they themselves. They themselves. Again, other Rishonim talk about maybe to allow the Ovedka, allow her. That's in one direction. So if the Zona is Ovedes Kochavim, we're not choshish that the Jews, at least according to Rashi Pshat, are Menaseh. Zona Yisraelis, the Ovedes Kochavim Mesubin, the opposite. What if the Zona is a Jewish woman, Rechmada Litzlan, the Ovedes Kochavim Mesubin, so then Chamer Aser, then the opposite would be true, where the Ovdei Kochavim are the ones that are, right, the men that are involved. My taima ho vezila alayu basrayu garira, because she's already very low in their eyes, right? They're using her services. She's a lowly, being involved in a lowly activity. So ho vezila alayu basrayu garira, vezila alayu basrayu garira, Rashi, deshavka luhulin suche. right? So there, she would let them be menasek. So according to Rashi, both our times are talking about whether the men involved would be menasech, and therefore, if the Jewish men, so then they wouldn't be menasech, they're not pulled to avodah for tiyai nesech, even though they're pulled to gilui arayos. While zoni Yisraelis, we are nervous that she's not going to have any power over them. She's servicing them, and therefore they can do whatever they want to do, and they're not going to be nervous of her saying anything if they are involved in nisach. Good. This is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, "Zono v'des kochavim b'misibas Yisrael hayayin muter she'ena manichim osa l'nasech." So there, right? That's a different formulation, right? Than Rashi had. They will not allow her to be menasech. Right, that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Aval zoni Yisraelis b'misibas v'des kochavim yeneshal zona gam kain aser. But zoni Yisraelis at the Mesiba Varuk Chavim, even her wine is aser, because maybe there the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say why. But either way, this is the halacha in the interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch based on those Rishon. If you look at the Taz here, the Taz says, Bizman is that we have to be more machmir. Right? Generally, most of Yehilchos Yai Nesach, if you look in the postkim, it was always about how one could be more makel bizman hazeh. They're not really over the kochavim. They don't know what to be menasech. But here the Taz goes in the opposite direction. Because the Taz quotes the reason of, even though they're talk, if Yitzhar Daveira, Yitzhar Dainesa lo talk, if Lu Nirlani is Daiti, Dezehu Dafka Ledina Talmud, Shahayu Miruchakim Ma'od Mistam Yenam, Vayu Ostrim Oso Afilu Behana, Bizmana Talmud, where they would this Stam Yenam, you know, they try not to have around, and they answered it even Bahana. Aval Achshav, She'ain Anu Miruchakim Kolkach, Shahari Mutter Bahana, we're not as machmir by Stam Yenam. V'od sh'ra'inu rabu ha-mispartzim ba'avonoseinu ha-rabim. V'yafilu osam she'enu nechashudim al-aznus nechshadim al-shtiyah Stam Yenam. Everybody is, you know, drink Stam Yenam. We're not so as careful in this halacha as they were in the days of the Talmud. The days of the Talmud, they were very careful about this halacha. And therefore, they asked it even by Noah, and therefore, nobody wanted to drink Stam Yenam. V'zbanazeh, we're more mako. And therefore, he says, I'm going to be more machmer in this halacha. V'zed davar mefursam b'chol yom, li'ol shoha yisr kal b'einehem. Imkein osam shenachshadem alaznuz, v'ada nechshadu al shkiyas stam yenam, v'lo nisar mimaga azona shalo b'yayin shalo. That's what the Taz says. I think you have to be more machmer because people don't take this as seriously today. And therefore, if you're not machmer in this regard, b'dieved, so that people aren't going to take it seriously. And therefore, I think you should be more machmer. Again, ironically, because Stam Yenam isn't as chomer today, people, it's not as chomer in people's eyes, people don't take it as seriously. Therefore, I think you should be more machmer in this regard, bizman hazeh. That is the Taz. Sometimes you find, even in the world of Durabanan, if you don't take something as seriously, so we're going to be more machmir, right? The Gemara in Beitza, beginning of Beitza, right? People take Shabbos more they look at Shabbos in a more serious fashion than they look at Yontif, and therefore we have to be more machmir on Yontif in Ilchas Muksa, right, than in Shabbos, because you know, we have to what's it based on in people's eyes, right? We mentioned a couple of weeks ago the Machlokes Rishonim, the 2 days in the Rashba about Bishul Akum when it comes to Kalim. Does Bishul Akum Aser Kalim? Right, if a non-Jew makes something start to finish in my pot, and I wash him start to finish, right, does that Aser the Kalim? That was 2 days in the Rashba, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Siman in Hilchos Bishul Akum. But one of the svaras given for Asering it is because if you don't Aser, then people are just not going to take it as seriously. If they always know that they're going to be able to use their pots after this happened, they're not going to be as careful. If you say they're going to trafe up the pot, they're not going to let it happen. They're not going to let the non-Jew, you know, use it because they know they don't want to be messed up. Right? So that's why another example. If you don't take it as seriously, then they're going to be more mako. That's why you can be more machra, and then they'll be more serious about it in the future. Good. Another point to mention. One or two points. Number one is the Rambam here quotes a different reason. You have to wonder why the Rambam quotes a different reason for this halacha. When he quotes in Yud Bey's Chavav, the Rambam says, Zona Goya b'misiba, shol Yisrael, hayayin mutter. Again, the case of a Zona Goya, the first case. Wine's mutter. Why? So our Gemara says, because even though if you're choshed for znus, you're not choshed for yayin esach. Rambam. Mutter she'emasan aleha velotiga. Their ema is upon her, and she's not going to touch it. Doesn't say anything about them. Our Gemara formulates it as, it's an issue of the men. That's what Rashi says what he says. That, you know, they're not chashud. So Rambam says, she'e masan alavotika, forget her! So the Mefarshim explained, because there are really two issues going on here. Right? The Kesem, the Achronim's talking about her, we're talking about him. The Gemara's focus is on them. Why we're not worried about them. But the Rambam's also adding why we're not worried about her. She's the Ovedes Kochavim. She's the one that maybe we should be worried about primarily. And the Rambam adds in that no, also that we're not worried about her being involved. And the other issue that the Achronim really bring up, mostly, and that is, what's the Hava Mina here? The Gemara Rava says that even though they're choshish for Gili Arayis, they're not choshish for Yai Nesach. We know, if somebody's a Mumar L'Davar Echad, they're not a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Right? If somebody is a Mumar for Shatnez, not a Mumar for this, right? There's two exceptions to the rule. If somebody's a Mumar L'Avodah Zara, they're a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. If somebody's a Mumar for Shabbos, they're a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Then they lose that status. But if somebody's a Mumar for any other Avera, it doesn't define them for all other Averas. So what's the chiddush that Rav is telling you? Mumar Gili Arayis is not a Mumar L'Yai Nesach. Of course not. That fits into the general rule. So that's a question that they wonder. Maybe Yai Nesach is not so difficult. You just do it quickly. You know, maybe this is just emphasizing. You might have thought that Gili Arayis is something that is pretty chamor. But again, that's a little discussion about Mumar L'Davar Echad or Chashud L'Davar Echad, Chashud L'Davar Macherim. So again, Gemara's talk about that as well in terms of a person's Ne'amanus. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah uses that Gemara about Mumar L'Shabbos, Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula in his Akdama to Hilcha Shabbos, where the Mishnah Berurah discusses the importance of learning Hilcha Shabbos and the uniqueness of the area of Hilcha Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes 3 points. How do you know, and what's the emphasis of being the uniqueness? Even though, Beis Hashem, in a week from now, in a couple of weeks from now, we're going to be learning the Akdama of the Mishnah Berurah to Seder Kadshim, and he's going to say the importance of learning Seder Kadshim and the uniqueness. You read the beginning of Hilcha Shabbos, you think you should spend your whole life in Hilcha Shabbos. You read Kachim, you think you should spend your whole life on Kachim. Well, I say we have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. If you put all the Hakdamas of the Mishnah Berurah together, we realize that every part of Torah is important, and we have to try to learn everything. But here, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Hakdama, Re'e is Chomer Ha'avon, Sheish Be'isr Chol HaShabbos. Look at the seriousness of the sin, Tahalo Yadua. So point number one is he quotes Chumer Sa'onesh. Onesh reflecting Chumer Sa'avera. Goes through Bitlasei and Lavim and Malkus and Misa Kares and Misa Shemayim and Dal Misa Bezdin and Skila. Of course, Shabbos is the most chamor, so that already reflects Chomer Sa'avera. But then he quotes our discussion. V'nu chaleros odes chomer ha'avon sheish b'isr chilo Shabbos. Da'lo b'chol ha'avonos levan mi'isr avonos kochavim. Kaim alon dimhu mumar chas v'shalom le'echa mehem. Eino mumar l'chol ha'torah. He's not a mumar l'chol ha'torah by any other avera. Even Gili Arayis. V'ilu b'isr Shabbos kaim alon dimhufkar etzlo isr Shabbos. V'over alav kama pa'amim b'farhesya. Hu mumar l'chol ha'torah v'dino ko'obi kochavim mamish. Because Shabbos is defining for a Jew. And if a Jew doesn't have Shabbos, then they are a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Right, that's Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Some say it has to do with Zeichel L'Maisa Breishis and Zeichel L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avodah Zarah, one might say, if somebody rejects God, so then that's rejecting and kfirin Zeichel L'Maisa Breishis, that Hashem created the world. Shabbos, or you might say the opposite, I'm sorry. Shabbos is about Maisa Bracious, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is, and Avodah Zarah is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, that he's not Mashgiach and not involved in the world. So I'm connected to those two, poles of Hashem being the Borei, Hashem being the Mashgiach, right? He created, and he's involved. Right, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo discusses the different types of kofrim. Those who reject Hashem totally, those who say he created the world, but he doesn't know what's going on, and some say that he created the world, he knows what's going on, but he's not all-powerful. Right, the three types of kofrim the Ramban points out at the end of Bo. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah here in the Hakdama to Chelek Gimel discusses the uniqueness of Mumar L'Shabbos, Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, and part of that is what's related to our Gemara, and that is, generally, we do not say that except by Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, so it is unusual somewhat that Rava has to say that if somebody is chashud for Gili Arayis, he's not chashud for Yai Nesa because the Yitzhahara is not going to be as strong. You know, you might say, Bizman HaZeh, this is also, of course, right after the Chazal, Anshei Knesset Gadolah destroyed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah, you know, we read Sefer Malachim and we can't even understand it. right, the Yetzer Hara. But as we know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that even Rav Ashi was told by the King Menashe, if you lived in my day, you'd be running after me and serving Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we can't fathom it. But again, there was a strong Yetzer Hara, but not as strong as Gilui Arayos, as the Gemara here says. Good. Now we get into many different little stories relating to Yayin Nesach and the Chashash of Yayin Nesach. That's the rest of the Amud, all types of little stories. Hahu Beisa Dahave Yosef Bechamra de Yisrael. There was a house that a Jew had wine in. Jew had wine in, and as we'll see, a non-Jew also had wine in there, in the house. All Ove Kochavim, Achtel Adasha Ba'ape. Then Ove Kochavim went in and locked the door, closed the door behind him. Vahavi Biza Bidasha. There was a little hole in the door. Little hole to, a slit in the hole to be able to see in. Right, I guess not our keyholes, because it's pretty small to see through our keyhole. Most of our keyholes probably you can't see anything, but it was a little bigger. Right, you could see in through the keyhole. Or through the slit, whatever hole it was. And the Jew looks in and he sees the Ovi Kochavim standing next to the barrels of wine. Amarava, kol delahade biza shari. Any barrel that is just opposite the slit in the door is mutter. Why? Because the guy knows he's on video. The guy knows he's on closed circuit screen, and then he's not going to touch anything. Right? He knows he's right in front of the door. So he's not going to touch. To high gisa usser. But if he's on the sides, it is usser, because we assume that then he is not nervous about being caught. If you look in Rashi adds in one factor, which we just mentioned outside, the Hagisa Asur, Af Bana. It's also even Bana if you can't see it. Ukishain Nitfas Al Knisaso Keganavaskinan. The case we're talking about here is where if he would be caught, he would have an excuse. He would be able to say what he's doing there. Meaning, if he has no barrel, and what's the case? Just read the next line. Shahailo Khelik Bayain. He had some of the wine. Some of the wine was his. If it was all the Jews' wine, so then even not in front of the doorway, not in front of the hole, he would be nervous. Because let's say a Jew's going to come in right now. What's he doing in this room? So if he has no excuse, so then he's nervous, even if it's not in front of the hole. The chiddush is, even if it is not in front of the hole, it's only usur if lo nitfas alei kaganav. That's the phrase that's going to come up. Di nitfas alei kaganav, but if he would be caught like a ganav and he would have no excuse, kulei shari. It is all mutter because he would be nervous. Good. The Rashba also discusses, according to the Beis Yosef, quotes all these days in Kuf Chavtes, what does he have to lock it? What about just closing the door? Right? What happens if it's locked? Do we say that's worse? Because he'll still have to need time. Right? Also in Hilchas Yichud, as we mentioned yesterday, the comparison. Hilchas Yichud between a man and a woman. Right? What if the door is, we say there are certain kulas if the door is unlocked? The door is unlocked. What if the door is locked? Ramosha Feistin has an amazing heter where he discusses, and other poskim are more machmer, they're not comfortable with such a heter. Ramosha says, well, even if it's locked, if you, in certain cases, again, this is not passing halacha lemaisa, you have to look at their tshuva inside, but even if it's locked, if when a person knocks, it takes a little extra time to get to the door, so that there's still going to be a little, chshash of what's going on here. Why didn't they come to the door right away? So even if the door is locked, it could be that there's an issue of mirtas inside the house, and therefore there could be kulas in certain situations. Again, we're not posking, we're just mentioning that svara of Rav Moshe, even in the case of locked, right? Because there's still people expect when they knock to hear, who is it? Right, generally, they don't have to expect to hear a rustling and then a delay, and then who is it? Okay, but either way, that's the discussion here in the Rashba about locked or not. Next story. Hahu chamer di Yisrael, davi Yosef bebeisa, davi dyer Yisrael belyona, vovikachavim bitachtona. The case is where the Jew lived upstairs, the non-Jew lived downstairs, but there's like a little skylight from the upstairs to the downstairs, so again, the Jew could see down where his wine is, right? Where he's able to, where his wine is. So Shamu, what happened? Shamu called Tigra. They heard there was some kind of ruckus going on outside. Some kind of Tigra usually means a machlokas, right? There's a Gemara, I think in Maseches Shabbos, at the beginning of Lezabila, there's lekek suba the less they Tigra. Right? There's always some issues that come up. So they heard a whole ruckus. They both ran outside. We'll have to see if that's important, that detail. Kadim, and then once they realize what's going on outside, right, they say, okay, let's go back in. So Kadim asa l'kachavim, so the guy went back in first, or at least that was the reality, he went back in first. He might not know that. Achta l'dash abap, and he closed the door behind him. So now the guy is in the house by himself. So Amar Rava Chamer Shari, still mutter, because the guy doesn't know that the Jew didn't go in yet. Chamer Shari, Meimar Amar, ki hecha de Kadim asoi, Anah, Kadim Basi Yisrael, the Yazabel Yonav, the Kachazi Li. Same thing, maybe the Jew went up already, and he's upstairs, he's looking down at me. So therefore, again, there's Mirtas, and we would allow the wine, even Bishtia, in that case. When the Rambam quotes this case, the Rambam does two things. Number one, he does not quote up and down. The Kesavisha says it must be Lav Dafka. But he does quote that they ran out. So one is Dafka, one is Lav Dafka. The Rambam here in Yud Beis Chaf. Yud Beis Chaf. Says the Rambam, Nachrivi Yisrael Shahayu Dorin Bechatzer Achas. So he doesn't emphasize the upstairs and downstairs. Same svar. Dorin Bechatzer Achas. V'yatsu Shneyem Bibehala. Right? They went out quickly. Bibehala. Liros Chasan. O Hesped. Right? To see a wedding party going past. Or a Hesped. V'chazer Hagoy V'sogar HaPesach. V'acharkach Ba Yisraeli. Harayayana Pasuach Shabbos HaYisraeli Behetero. So again, the Rambam quotes, it's not Dafka, upstairs, downstairs. If a Jew and a non-Jew live in the same house, live in the same place, as long as there is Mirtas, that the Jew might have come in first. And then the Rambam adds in, Bibehala. Because when you go out Bibehala, that's when the guy wouldn't think to do anything before he leaves. Meaning, the Rambam says, umidiktuk, let's just read the Kesef Mishnah explaining the Rambam. Umidiktuk divrei Rabbeinu nira de dafka b'sheyatzu bebehala he de talidan b'hachi. The Rambam dafka adds in that word. Avalim yatzu shelo b'derech behala. If it was not shelo b'derech, if it was just stam they went out, lo diga lamecha shem arasi Yisrael bashuk v'inicho shem abala ba'is lanasech ve'eno misyare sheyir enu min ha'aliyah sheyinicho bashuk. Right? If you go out like in a tizzy and very quickly, you don't know who's out first, who's still in. That's the only time when it would be mutter. Because behala, you're not even focusing and thinking straight. Right? Famous line of the Rambam. Another time when the Rambam uses the lashon of behala, the most famous time that he uses it is the first word in Magid. Bivhilu yatsanu mimitzrayim. Right? Beginning of Halach Ma'anya. Rambam has bifhilu, right? Same word, right? Bifhilu, that it was quickly and not focusing, and that was part of the nais or part of the commitment of lazachadil chesed nurayach lachtechachar b'minra beres lazarua. We went out bibehala, went out. That's the same word, bifhilu yatsanu mimitzrayim. Okay, we continue. Pahu ushpiza. Davi yaseh bechamra di Yisrael. There was a certain little inn. So a little inn where there was the wine of Yisrael. Right, there was a Ovikachavim that was sitting amongst the barrels, Amarava, a mitfas lot kagan of Shari. Vimlo Aser, there's the language. If he would be caught as a ganav and he would have no reason to wait to explain why he's next to the barrels, so then the wine is mutter. The Elo Aser, and if not Aser. So again, all the help in our houses, you don't have this excuse. They're not nitfas kaganav. Right, unless a person says maybe to his help, don't you dare go near the wine. I'm saying it in a nice way. But the wine is off limits, so then maybe there's a type of mirtas. Maybe there's that could be a type of mirtas then because there's a nitfas lof kaganav. Hahu besa, similarly. Hu besa davi yosef bechamra, ishtakach ovikachavim davi koim beidani. Ovikachavim was next to the barrels, Amarava, I isle li'ish tamute chamra, usur, if he has an excuse, if he has a way to explain his behavior why he's there, li'ish tamute usur. So then it's usur, because then he's not nervous, because he knows he has this excuse in order to explain why he's there. V'ilo chamra shari. And if he has no excuse, then we assume that the chamra is mutter because he would be nervous to have done anything in that case. Rashi here says, important line in Rashi, which the Rishonim discussed, if he has an excuse for what? If he has an excuse for being there. Not if he has an excuse for touching the wine. As long as he has an excuse for the knisa, that would be good enough to aser. Says Rashi, "He is leilishtamute v'lomer lekach nechnasti. This is why I came in. Some chadaite v'lomirtas. He's not nervous. Duchi ol lahach besa. When he went into this house, meikara adaita delinsuche ol. He went in to be menasech v'savari mishkechuli ishtamitna. If he finds me, I have an excuse. V'af algav dibimaga yayin les leilishtamute. And even though he has no excuse for the touching of the wine, he only has an excuse for entering into the house where the wine is, usser, that's still enough to usser. Why? Because the touching is quick. The lavlin sucheo lama ledayel. If he didn't go into Menasech, why'd he go in? Right? If it's not his. Velo dami, and it's not similar to what we said earlier, where if you leave the, on yesterday's daf, miniach ovi kachavim bechanuso. Over there, kiven de birshus ayo, viadina lamai ayo, so that as long as he doesn't tell him shemaflig mutter, because he's not nervous, like, oh, I'm supposed to be here, so if I touch it, he's gonna get upset. But here, you know, he's not in. So the second that he has a chance to go in, and he has an excuse for that, that would be good enough to aser. Good. Says the Gemara Meisvei, one second, I'll ask you a kasha on this. Ninal hapundik. Osha amarlo shmor aser. If it is locked, right, and the Ovik HaChavim is alone with the wine, or the Yisrael says to the Ovik HaChavim, please guard my wine out here, I'm putting you in charge, right, sh'amar lo shamar aser. So in that case, we're nervous that he touched it, right, my lav avagav delesle le'ishtamute, isn't it aser even if he has no excuse, right, which is against what we just said, where it says, lo, bit isle le'ishtamute. The case is, even though he gave him power to guard, gave him some authority, it's only going to be usser if isle lishtamute, if he has an excuse. Period. Hahu Yisrael v'avikachavim davi yasvi v'kashasi chashasu chamra. Right, a Jew and an non-Jew were sitting there and they were drinking wine. Right, not the best thing to do in the first place, as we've said a number of times in this Pesachta. This is exactly what Chazal didn't want people to be doing. Okay, Shama Yisrael called Sluye, Bekanishtra, all of a sudden he hears, Ashrei Yoshev Esecha, he's like, oh, I gotta go daven. He hears the davening in the shul, down the block. So he says, he doesn't say a word, he just gets up and goes. Gets up and goes. Kam v'azal amar Rava chamer shari. Rava says in that case, it's mutter. Meimar amar hashta mitkar lelachamri v'hadar asi. Because the guy is thinking to himself, and any second he might come back. He doesn't know how long mincha is. He doesn't know how the Jew might come back right away in a second. And therefore again, because it is a mirtas case that he's choshesh for the Jew coming right back, it is going to be aser. Tosas here has two deos. Even what's on the table in front of him? Didn't we say earlier that it depends what's in the cabinets and what's on the table? Tosfos says, it sounds like here that it's mutter, even what's on the table. Tosfos says 2 days. First day is, no, of course not. What's on the table is aser. We're talking about what's in the cabinets. Tosfos, Shema Yisrael, towards the bottom. V'davka yayin sha'ala dulvaki, shari. Because it's not v'basisun. Only what we had yesterday. And Rav is saying that Kamash Balon, the chiddush of Rav is that the kol of davening, kiloho dio shema fludami. What's in the cabinets though is mutter. Running to daven is not like he said, you know what, I'll be back in a while. No, running to daven can be back in a second. So the first day of Tosfos is that you have to read this Gemara in light of the last Gemara, meaning in a chinami, what's on the table is not mutter. Number one, so fit this in. Or Tosfos says, no, inami shafilo al shulchan mutter. Even what's on the table is mutter. He never told him anything about giving him flexibility and authority. You know, here, have some, pour some. No, in this case, he thinks he might come back any second. And therefore, even what's on the table is going to be mutter, says Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva has a couple of other answers. The Ritva here quotes from the Ravid. Ravid. First he says, Yesh betartzim. Tocham ha'eskinon, kishehirchak Yisrael ha'yayim elefein achrav yatza. Maybe he took the wine away and put it into the cabinets. Okay, similar answer. The Ravid tirates. In the Mishnah, they're sharing wine. If they're sharing wine, that's where we're nervous that the wine on the table was touched. Each one is drinking from his own wine. That's what the Ritva says. I like that answer. Because in the case earlier, they're drinking from the same bottle, the same source of wine. So there you have to be nervous that the guy is going to touch what's on the table. But here, if they're drinking from their own, so then you don't have to be worried because he didn't tell him when he's coming back. He might come back right away. V'chulu. It quotes other answers, as well. If he leaves in the middle of the meal, if it's after the meal, and the Nachri knows he's not rushing back to come back to the meal, so then it would be more of a problem. Okay, many different answers in Tosfos and the Ritva. Had to put this together with the earlier Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, after the davening case. They were sitting on a boat together. Shama Yisrael called Shipuri de Beishimshi. Right, he hears the shofarot that they used to go Friday afternoon. Right, we know from the Masechah Shabbos, they used to blow. They used to blow to tell people to go back from the field. They used to blow chatzotzros to, you know, tell people to stop doing malacha. A couple of that Gemara is very important for various different sugyas. Tosefa Shabbos, Muksa, you know, different things. But either way, they heard it. So Nafak Vazel, so the Jew ran. The Jew ran, went off. So Amar Rava, Chamer Shari, the wine's still mutter. Me'emar Amar, Hashtem Mitkar Le'lechamer Vader Asi. Might come back any second. Ve'im Yishum Shabsa. And if it is Mishum Shabsa, right? Beis Shimshi just means Bein Hashmashas, but as we know, that always means Erev Shabbos, right? Rashi here says, Shipur de Beis Shimshi shall Erev Shabbos, right? Shall you talk on the Havdol Bein Kodesh Lechol, right? So if he runs out, so the wine is mutter. But if it's Mishum Shabbos, and therefore you might think that the Goy thinks to himself, well, the Jew's not coming back here on Shabbos. This is outside the Tchum, so I don't have to worry about it. No, even there, Ha'amar Li Isser Giora told me, Ki Avinan Ba'armiyusan, right, when we were still non-Jewish, Arimian, Amrinan, we used to say, Yehudoi lo mintri Shabbos. Jews, they're not so careful about their Shabbos. So, the wine here, ironically, would be mutter. What do you mean they're not careful about their Shabbos? The mintri Shabbos, if they really kept Shabbos, kama kisi kamishtachi b'shuka. We should find a lot of wallets on the floor in the marketplace. Because I'm sure some Jews forgot their money in their pockets, in their money belts, and if they kept Shabbos, they would drop it. The fact that we don't find it, must be Jews aren't so makpid about Shabbos. So because of that, that's why in the case of the wine, the guy will say, well, he might come back. He might come back any minute. You know, it might be that the wine is more important to them than Shabbos is, which is so sad that that's what they thought. They didn't think that we were kept Shabbos, even though it maybe wasn't true, because maybe we're just careful about the money bus before Shabbos. The inolo yadi, the svir lohan ka Rabbi Yitzchak. They don't know the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. What's Rabbi Yitzchak? That there's a way to kick your money belt in. If somebody finds a kiss on Shabbos, or is his own kiss, then if you walk less than dalar amos, right, two amos and three amos, and Rashi says, v'omeid lafush, and you stop in order to rest, not to fix the bag on the back, because that's not considered stopping. But if you have an akira and hanacha, each less than dalar amos, so that's why there will not be an isidaraisa, and that's why they don't understand that. Really, we do keep Shabbos, but it works out for us. Works out for us because they assume that we don't keep Shabbos, and therefore the wine is going to be mutter in that case. Interesting that the malacha. I mean, it's just, it might not be anything, but the malacha that they dafka think that we're not so careful about is hotza'ah. Out of all the malachas, maybe that's the one that's public, that's outside. Like, how is the goy going to see about what I do about soveya, right, or others? But hotza'ah is the one that's in the street. So that's pashta's the one. But it is interesting, because we know hotza'ah is a unique malacha. Hotza'ah is what Tosfos calls a malacha gerua, an inferior type of malacha. Right, because you don't really accomplish anything. You don't clean, you don't shecht, you don't separate. Right? I just move something from place A to place B. Did that really accomplish anything? That's why Tosfos calls it a malacha gerua. And that's why there's more dafim about hotza'ah than any other malacha in Masechah Shabbos, maybe to emphasize. Because you might have thought that it's not so serious. So the Gemara has to emphasize that it is something that we have to take seriously. And that's why the Tosfos even says in Shabbos, the beginning of Hazorek, Tosfos says that's why you need a source for Hotzah. You don't need a source. Most of the malachas are not written in the Torah. It just says Hotzah malacha. And they're all included. But only two malachas. Only two malachas that have a source. Lo savar reish b'chol mosh v'sechem. The Gemara talks about why we have to have a malacha of Havara. L'chalak yasas v'lalav yasas. And Tosfos also, tzadi vavam abeis. V'yavagav shayisav v'mishkan. Kedamar hema ridu krasha mi'agalam mikol makom mi'lav d'chsiv lohavi m'chai v'yalei. L'fisha malacha geruahi. Kitbirash yalel, as he quotes what he says on the first daf, first amud, beis amad aleph. In Shabbos, Tosfos also discusses their malacha geruah. So it is interesting that here, the malacha that the non-Jews are choshe, that we don't keep, is hotzah. Also relates to the relationship between maver dalamas, brishos rabim, and hotzah. Right? That itself is a discussion that we've had before. Good. The Rishonim don't quote any other malacha of hotzah, a malacha geruah. Some achronim, you know, add in some other ones that might be malacha geruah. Right? Some say tzad. Tzad. I think it's the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? What do? You have an animal, and now it's trapped, but you didn't change anything in the animal. That's also a little bit weaker type of, what are you doing? And that's what the Rishonim discuss. Is tzad only if you actually, what if you set a trap, and then you catch the animal? So you didn't even do anything, B'shas Mai says. That Darai says, only when the animal is trapped at the moment that you put the trap out. Okay, discussion. Weiter. Hahu Arya. Davi Noem v'matzarta. There was a lion that was roaring by the wine press. Shavu v'kachavim tashav eni dani. And Shavu v'kachavim hears the lion and jumps between the barrels. Amar Rava chamer shari. Right, he said the wine is mutter. Meima amar kiyechi titashina ana itcha nami Yisrael achorai v'kachazilei. There might be a Jew amongst these barrels, just like I was scared, so maybe he was scared. And therefore, the wine is mutter. Hanu ganvi desalki lepumpadisa upaslu chavita tuva. Certain ganovim went to Pumpadisa and opened up a lot of barrels. Amar Rava chamer shari is mutter. My taima ruba ganve Yisrael ninu. Most of the ganovim in Pumpadisa are Jews. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the wine, right? They don't create yayin esach. Havi uvda. So is this a raya to the mumar, a Yisrael mumar creating yayin esach? Or this is not a mumar, this is just ganavim, right? Maybe they do other mitzvahs. So, interesting. Again, it's a big sukkah. Havi uvda ben Ardoi v'amar Shmuel, chamar shari. It happened in Nahardoi also, that was Shmuel's town, and Shmuel said it's mutter. Kiman. Right? Who is the Shmuel say that like? Because we don't assume that most of the Ganavim in Ardoi are also Jewish. So why did Shmuel matter? Keman Kirab Eliezer, Da Amar Safik Bia Tahor, the Mishnah Meseches Taras, Machlokas Tanoim. If you have a field where there's a Safik somewhere, Safik Tum in the field, and you're not sure if somebody went in, and even if they went, you're not sure if they touched it. Machlokas, Rabbanan, and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, if it's a Safik Bia, it's Tahor. Star, even if it's a Rishus Hayachid technically for Tumah V'Tahara. It's still Bitar. It's not, as the Mishnah says there in Taharas. Hanechas Labeka B'Yamosak Shamim, where people don't usually walk there. That's why it's in the Yamosak Shamim. V'Tumah B'Sad HaPlonis V'Yamar Halachti Makam HaLos. V'Eni Yodim Nechnasti Los HaSadim Lo Nechnasti. It's a Safek Bia. Rabbi Laza Omer Safek Bia Tar. Safamaga Tamei. Safik Bia is Tar. If you know you went in and you're not sure if you touched it, that would be Tame. But if it's Safik Bia, it's Tar. Right? Discussion that we've shown him why that is. But either way, so is Shmuel like Rebbe Eliezer? Is that why he says it here? Because it's a Safik if a non-Jew went into the place with the barrels? So is that the Safik? So the verse is low. Shiny Hassam. Kiva Di'ika Depatzki L'Shumamona Havilei Svek Sveika. It's no. Even the Shmuel is not limited to Rebbe Elazar. Here, there's a bigger reason l'chakel. Even the Rabbanan, who usually Safik Al is Asur, is Tameh, but here, there are many that go in to, even if you went in, they might have felt the barrel and realized that there's no money in there. Because sometimes people hide money in the barrels. So right when you feel it, and you see it's wine, so it was a touch, just the shame checking to see if there's money. So even the Rabbanan would agree in this case. Good. Rashi here discusses the machlokas. What exactly is the machlokas between the Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan? Is svek sveika, that's his pshat, or not svek sveika? That's what the bottom Rashi he discusses that. Okay, but we continue. Hahu, hahi revisa, tishtakach taves beidani. There was a certain revisa, a certain Rashi, tinokas of Eretz Kochavim, a very young girl, very little girl, that was found amongst the barrels. Vaviz nikita ufya biade, she had foam from wine in her hand. So Amar Rava Chamer Shari. Whoa, Shari. Even though we said before there's no age limit. Amar mi gava da chavita shakalte. Maybe she took it from the back of a barrel. Right, it was already out of the barrel. So she didn't. The fact that she has foam in her hand does not mean that she touched any of the wine inside. V'yava gav da leka su. Even though you don't see any on the outside of any barrel right now. Amar yisra muye yisra amila. Maybe she got it. It just happened that one of the outside of the barrels had it, even though you don't see any evidence right now. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here is a dafka, a little girl. Rashi says, "V'dafka ravisa de'ena yodas b'tiv nisuch." The only time that could be choshish so lakula is by a little girl, where she doesn't know to be menasech anyway. V'lo masra nafsha leminga avol gedola michichazinan denekita ufyalo talina lakula. But a gedola we wouldn't be so makom. And Tosfos doesn't like this chiluk. Tosfos says lo matzinu chiluk ze b'shumakom b'shuk. Or Bishumakum. Okay, near the Lavdafka Ravisa, Hua Din Gedola, right? Uvda Haki Havi, that's what it was. Okay. Fine. Hahu Pulmasa, the Slug Lanardah. There was a Pulmasa. What's the Pulmasa? Head of an army that came to Nardah. Again, these were all very Lamaisa in the days of the Gemara and the days of the Rishonim, right? Very, because a lot of people were in the wine industry. So, Hu Pulmasa, the Slug Lanardah, Paslu Chavita Tuva, they opened up a ton of barrels. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Uvda Avikami De Rabbi Lazar Shara. There was a similar case by Rabbi Lazar, and he matired. V'lo Yadan, and I don't know why he matired. Imishem Nesavar Lakir Beliezer Damar Safek Via Tahar. Is it because, as we said before, the Mishnah Taurus, a Safek entrance is Tahar. Imishem Nesavar Ruba Da Azli Bahadi Pumasa Yisrael Ninu. Or it's mostly Jews that are with the Pulmasa, mostly Yisrael. Rashi has an important line here. V'yazlidam basaruba deleka sveka. Right? And you follow the rove, there's no suffix there. Interesting. Rove means there's no suffix, or rove means that you could be note with the suffix. Okay, it might be an important Rashi. So, that's why, so I'm not sure why he matured in that case. So, the Gemara Yihachi, hai suffix bia, suffix magahil. What are you talking about? This is not a case of Safik Bia where a Balazar was Shayach. It's Safik Maga, right? The Pulmasa went in and opened the barrels. So why is this called Safik Bia? Answer, Kivan the Mefatchi Tuva, since a lot of barrels were open, meaning a lot more than they could drink. Ema Adaita de Maona Pasfu Uke Safik Bia Dami. They obviously opened it just to check if there's money inside, because there's no way that they could drink all of these barrels, and therefore you could treat it like a Safik Bia. You could go down one level, Lakula. Good. Hahi misuvisa. The masrala, there was a misuvisa. What's a misuvisa? Rashi says, mocheres yain v'chanus. Oh, a female wine merchant. Right? Misuvisa from the word zolel v'sovei. Right? By Betzora Mora. So the masrala eklita. So there was a certain woman who the Jew gave her the keys. Loves kochavim. Amr b'yitzchak, amr b'lazar. Uv d'avi b'emedrusha v'amru lo masrala el shmiras mafteach bovad. Giving her the keys does not mean that we have to be nervous she touched all the wine. She knows she's only guarding the keys. And therefore, we could be makel and not assume that she touched anything. Discussion in the tour, is this even if the Jew was maflig and said, I'll be back in a while? That's the discussion. Amar Abaya Fanana Mitanina, we also learned it in the Mishnah in Meseches Taharos. Hamoser Maftechos Lama Aretz, Taharosav Tahoros. If you give the keys to an Ama Aretz, you can still assume that he didn't touch anything. L'fishalom Masalo Elashmiris Maftech Bilvad. Says the Gemara, Hashta Taros of Taros, Yai Nesach Mi Boy. And therefore, if the Mishnah Taros says that you could assume on a Daraisa level, even Pashtus, for Tumah Taros, nothing was touched. So Yai Nesach, surely, you don't have to be nervous that anything was touched. Says the Gemara, Lamemra, the Taros Alimim Yai Nesach. Is Taros more Chomer than Yai Nesach? That's why you can make that Kavachomer. Says the Gemara, Yin, yes. The Itmar, we assume yes. Why the Itmar? The following. Chatzer shachalka b'mesipas. If you have a field, a chatzer, a courtyard that was split with a mesipas. Mesipas is a very low level bush. Last time we had mesipas was in, I think, in Baba Basra, right? Where there was a little chatzer that was split up with a very low level, fence. And we know that there was a chaver on one side and amaros on the other side. Amarav tarosav tameos. His taros are tame, because we have to assume that the amaros might have reached across and touched. Ubo ovekel chavim and also yayin esach. But you don't have to worry about yayin esach. So what do you see there? There's a higher standard for tumah v'tahara than there is for yayin esach. That's already the raya. Reb Yochanan amar av tarosav taros. Also the taros are also taros. You don't have to worry about anything. Either way, we already proved our point. But once we quoted that, we continue. Meisvei, hapnimis shel chaver v'achitzon shel ama arez. What if there are two fields? An inner one of the chaver. Meaning the chaver has to walk through the ama arez's one to get to his. But the ama arez does not have to go into the chavers. So oso chaver, shoteach sham peiros. The chaver, who has the inner field, could spread out his fruit. Umeniach sham kelim, and put out his kelim. V'yavol mishi yodo shel ama arez magas l'sham. Even though the ama arez could reach it, but we don't think that he's going to reach in because he has no right going inside, right? So kasha l'rav, right? It's a kasha on Rav because Rav says taros of tameos, right? Even though he had no right to go across, Answer, Amalacha Rav, Shani Hasam, Shani Nifas Lav Kaganav. No, in this case of the Meisvei, the Braisa, it's worse, because putting his hand in, that's, he has no right to do that. That Nifas Kaganav. The other case, they're just next to each other, so it's not Nifas Kaganav just reaching across. Tashma, or continuing, also, a Braisa. Rav Shimon Ali Alomer, Gago Shel Chavar Lamalami Gago Shel Amaretz. You have roofs. And again, roofs in those days were used like yards. So the roof of a Chavar was above the roof of an Amaretz. Oso Chavar, Shotei Yashal Be'ez, Min Yashal Kalim. Same kind of case. Umaniyach, Ubilvad, but here, Shotei Yadu Shal Adah Amaretz, Magas L'Sham. The opposite. You can put stuff out only if Amaretz cannot reach it. So here, Kashal Rabbi Yochanan. The opposite. Here, it sounds like we are Choshesh. Like Rabbi Yochanan, like Kachan Rabbi Yochanan, who says everything's tar. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Shani Hasam, Disle Lishtamute. No, there he has an excuse why he, even if he's caught, they would be touched. Meimar Amar, Imtsure Kamimtsura. I'm just, Rashi has 2 days here. I'm just measuring. I'm measuring the airspace. I'm just stretching. 2 days. If he just, like, the hover's thing is up. So if he reaches up, he can come up with an excuse why he did that. That's why I'm nervous there. But just going into your field, which is next to it, Rabbi Yochanan says, he wouldn't have an excuse, and therefore that would be mutter. Tashma, last case, gago shel chaver b'tzad gago shel amaretz. What if they're next to each other? Oh, chaver shodei asham peiros v'nei asham kelim v'yafal pishi yodo shel amaretz bagas l'sham. Right, even if the hand, the amaretz could reach it, still it's going to be mutter, kasha l'rav. Rav says we're worried in those cases. Armalacha Rav, Lavika Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dekoi Kavasi, Anadamik Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's a machlokas tanam. We just said in the previous brice that was just quoted, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says if you have the gag one above the other, you have to be nervous. So that's what I hold. I don't, there's no difference between above and next to. So therefore, Rav says I hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? That's the pashas. I just go, this brice is against me. Okay. I have a different tana that I agree with. Okay. We'll have to stop here. Then shall we continue with Boleshes. The next case, as we get into almost, not the almost, there's still a lot more, every daf here, a lot of Yoredea still here, Tefilas Kalim all the way at the end, but there's a lot going on here still in Masechas Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here.